Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll, a quick survey about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Awesome. Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and some of your opinions with us with a quick survey?
Sure, Joe, that's fine.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you for that. Let me go ahead and get it started. As you know, there's going to be a Democratic primary election in March 2024. This is going to be for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one is going to take on Ted Cruz, and also for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'll vote in the primary.
Okay. Now, please answer me if you feel favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. The first person on the list is Joyce Chapman. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards her?
I don't know, Joyce.
That's a valid answer. What about Harold Dutton?
Yeah, I like him.
Would you say it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay. What about this organization, the Houston Independent School District, HISD?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. What about the person, Clint Dan Horn?
I don't know him.
Okay. What about Ms. Sheila Jackson Lee?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and lastly, Mr. Danny Norris.
I don't know, Danny.
Okay. Next question. As you know, the state Texas has taken over running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Yeah, the takeover is a horrible idea.
So you oppose it, right?
Yeah, it's one of the dumbest things they've ever done.
Okay, sir. Your answer has been recorded. Now, in March, there's going to be the Democratic primary, right, that we talked about for the Texas State House. Which of these four
Yeah.
candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Harold Dunn.
Okay. Now, here are a few statements about our current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. The first statement about Mr. Dutton is that Mr. Dutton was the only Democrat in the state House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that statement about him make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Yeah, no, that was a bad idea.
So,
That's
like,
negative.
would you say somewhat or very negative?
Very negative on that one.
Okay, sir. Now, Mr. Dutton, and this is just another statement. There's like five statements about him. Here's the second one. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Positive, very positive.
Very positive, okay. Now, Mr. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. Does that statement make you feel
Very
positive
positive.
or negative?
Yeah, very positive.
Very positive. Okay, next statement about Mr. Dutton. He supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you feel positive or negative?
Negative.
Negative. Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat. He didn't actually write the law. That's not incorrect, but
I understand. In our case, we kind of just, we have to be biased, right? So I can only read them.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Right.
Correct, correct. It's just a survey. It's all it is. Now, next statement is also about him. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle-income homeowners. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Positive.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. The next statement is also about Mr. Dutton. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. How does that statement make you feel towards him?
Very positive.
Okay. And the very last one for him is that he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and also ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. How does that statement make you feel towards him? Positive or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive.
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Okay. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Still Harold Dutton.
Okay. Now, just a few quick questions here to kind of get an idea as to where, you know, the public is with this. Would you tell us if your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
54.
Okay, that'll be, let me go back. I took the wrong one. So that'll be between 40 and 54, right? That one, yes.
Yeah.
And right. Do you currently own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African-American or black?
No.
Do you consider yourself Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
No.
Okay. Do you have any children that are currently in the local public schools?
They're in Alvin ISD, different county.
Oh, okay. But not in the county, not in Texas. Or
in
are
Texas,
they in?
Yes.
Okay, they're in Texas. Different county, but still in Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, this does actually cover them also. Awesome. Now, that completes the survey. Sir, we thank you so very much for providing your time and, you know, your thoughts on this. We hope you have a great evening, okay? Thanks for helping us out.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
Okay, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, good night.